another episode here on Anchor FM. My name is Deborah Sawyer. I am your host in the house today. It's been a moment. The last time I was on here was in May. How time flies with everything going on in the world. Anyway, I hope you are all doing really super duper well. And you are looking after yourselves. So let's get straight into today's episode. I wanted to talk to us, especially our young ones out there who love modern, up-to-date technology, particularly with our phones and phone contracts. And here's the question: Would you rather? Would you rather pay $2,400 in 24 months as opposed to paying $1,000 pounds in 10 months? So let me say that again. Would you rather pay $2,400 in 24 months or $1,000 in 10 months? And this is what I mean. If you, as a young person in this day and age, this 21st century, in fact, anyone, to be quite honest, if you've got a phone contract in this day and age, I'm saying to you, the essence of having contracts with companies is really archaic. It's old-fashioned. Now, the reason why we used to do this back in the days of getting contracts for 24 months was because data was quite expensive. And so these companies felt like, well, they could get some business. And I'm not trying to do any business, you know, company out of business, but I'm just saying, telling the obvious, really, is that, you know, they felt they could do the business and they sold us phones with our contracts. And of course, we didn't really understand these things fully until a few years later. But let me break it down for you, young people, and anyone listening. Here is the thing. Many other companies have superseded those companies by saying, look, what's the point in us tying you down for 24 months? Before, back in the days, you could get a year's contract, 12 months, 18 months. Now the minimum is 24 months, 36 months. So these companies have said, look, what's the point in us tying you down for 24 months? Get your own phone. Go get your own phone and come to us for SIM only. Just come get your SIM from us, because data has become so available these days. We'll give you plenty of data and you don't need to set up any direct debit or anything like that. You just use your contract on a rolling basis. Really, there's no contract. You just say, hey, I want you to provide me with SIM only. You keep your same number and basically you just pay every month and you can get some great deals. Now, here's the thing as to how you can get away from those contracts that you have with phone companies is check when your contract is due to end. If it's due to end in August, you need to give a month's notice normally to end your contract. So even if it's ending in a month's time, you want to give them a month's notice. And if you've missed that, just give them a month's notice and then shop around and look for a company where you can go get a SIM only. And make sure your phone is unlocked. End of story. Now, going forward, here's the thing. I'm back to the question. Would you rather spend $2,400 in 24 months versus $1,000, whatever your currency is, in 10 months? Let's say you wanted a phone that is worth £1,000 and you sign up for a contract and you are paying £100 a month. That is in 24 months. If you've got a 24-month contract, that means you've paid $2,400 in 24 months. Whereas you can actually save £100 every month, and for 10 months, do the maths, for 10 months, you have got £1,000. And you go out there and you buy yourself a brand new phone. Now, let's be honest, you are not going to buy a brand new phone normally for $2,400. So you dictate. You get that brand new phone and then you just pick up a cheapy SIM only contract here or there, £20 a month. That still is nowhere near £2,400. So I hope this helps you to kind of make sense of how this whole thing works. If you are in a contract, it's time for you to move away from contracts. It gives you a bit of freedom. The thing is, if you have to travel and you don't need to use the phone for some time, you can just, you know, not pay for it and your number is there. And when you return back to your destination, you just say, hey, I'm gonna start paying again this month. You are not in a contract where if you had to be away for 3 months or 2 months or 6 months and you can't use your phone like you would, you're still paying a bill. Okay, so that is it from me today. I am your host, Deborah Sawyer of Sawyer's House. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this. Do send me a message if you have any questions. And until next time, I'll catch you soon. Have a great day and a week ahead. All right, ciao, ciao.